Wow, do you really have to scream right when I'm starting the stream?
I'm
that
just
was like voice actor. Are you a voice actor, actress?
Guys, I was just stretching. It wasn't anything too serious.
You sound like a Tomb Raider.
You sound like you just got, what is it, like 100,000 years of death? And when they put like the fingers of your butthole in Naruto.
Is that all you think about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I was just curious. I wanted to know. I don't have a particular opinion either way.
My back is killing me.
What'd you do to your back?
I don't know.
Cucumber in your anus. Baby's gotta stop hurting.
Oh.
My back is just in a constant state of pain. It's not my fault. My back is just in a constant
state of pain. Pickling a cucumber in my anus.
And that affects the back?
I don't know, I got a lot of vinegar up in my anus. So why not pickle it there?
What are you doing putting vinegar up your anus?
I didn't put it there.
You don't put it there? Who does?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. You and your gay sex fantasies.
Yo, this music's kind of sexy. Alright, well, we got our tickets. All we gotta do is hop on the boat.
Oh, true, yeah.
To go to the Great Prepus.
The Great Prepus. The Great Prepus. Nobody, none of your fellow common speakers know how to pronounce the name that is written in the boat, on the boat, rather. But apparently he will call it the Prepus or the Prepus.
Common, Elvish. What do you guys speak? You speak Obama? That's crazy.
Obama.
No, I speak Common.
That's one of the. Yeah, do you speak any other language?
No.
What about you, Rip?
Speak Common and Underworld, I think it's called.
I need a character called Piggle Vag. That's what I'm talking about.
Piggle?
Piggle?
Yeah, Pickle and Piggle Vag.
Piggle Vag. Vagina.
Pickle the Pickle Vag.
Big vagina. Sort of like, oh yeah, that's what we were talking about. Big vagina and big penis.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. That's great.
Yes, you know, like Big Pharma.
Like big or a big cat, but also a big vagina.
And big penis.
A big penis conspiracy.
You know, the big penis lobby.
Yeah.
It's controlling all elections.
The big penis lobby has far too much sway in Congress. We need some more power for a big vagina, ladies.
Yeah. The big penis has the largest swing.
It's the largest swing!
Swings and sways all over the place. Right in everybody's face.
Yeah. Alright, let me change the category before we get to nail boning.
Ah!
You change the title from Penis Liquor to Supreme. Should it just be Big Vagina? No, that's kind of foul. Swing. Big Penis Swing.
Big Wiener.
Big Gash.
Wow. What are names for vagina?
There are no good ones.
Snatch.
Cube.
That's just foul. Cube?
Up your box. Okay, box. I like box.
Yeah, box.
I've heard that. That's funny. But I guess it's too vague. Could be your butthole, too. Vagina. What did you say? What had you said, Admiral?
Tip snatch.
That's what I was snatch. Thinking. Oh, snatch. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of aggressive.
Mm-hmm. I'd say unt is good for people, not
yes.
Vaginas.
They're all way too aggressive. And penis is okay, cause It can be aggressive, and that's no
problem.
It
can be aggressive, but it can also be supple.
The only thing I'm thinking for vagina is coochie, but like that's...
I think Coochie is, I don't know. Coochie is too nurse-like. Got a problem with that.
But the nurse is like, God, it's time to inspect the coochie.
It's too, like there'd be things in it. It sounds like storage.
Storage.
Coochie storage.
She's storing some things in the wife's coochie.
Storing a few things in the wife's coochie. Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Right, penis.
Curious.
And Ussy is,
it's just gross. Just like, it makes me think of whores. So.
There's not a new. Yeah, it's too sexual.
Yeah.
Whereas penis is sort of neutral. Wiener is funny. It's like a kid's wiener. Penis is neutral. But vagina seems like. Something will kill you.
It's too much of a medical term. It sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
I have a bad case of vagina.
Vajayjay.
Yeah. No, you gotta have a two-syllable word for vagina, otherwise it's not gonna work.
Ussy.
Ussy is...
Yeah, we already went over that.
I don't like that one.
Coochie is storage.
Coochie is, yeah, storage.
Unt is too short, so it makes it more of a swear.
Yeah, exactly.
I just always look it up. Hold on.
You looking up some vaginas?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Right now.
No.
Yo. I'm looking up vaginas.
Yums.
Crevice.
Number 15. I'm looking up vaginas right now. Crevice.
Crevice.
The crevice.
See, the crevice is also terrifying.
Really?
Crevice sounds like cave or dungeon.
That is what it literally means.
Sounds adventurous.
Yeah, adventurous in the way that's like you're gonna die, not like going on a fun road trip.
I mean, twat's not too bad.
Not that
right?
Road trips are fun.
Road trip to wife's crevice.
road trip to the crevice.
Yeah, the wiener's right. Taking a road trip to the crevice. One-way trip to crevice land.
Beaver. Go in there and stay in there forever.
One way down a runway street. Runway down a one-way street. My voice hurts. All right, guys. What?
I was gonna say you sound like Tom Waits.
I know what you're talking about.
Right?
What was that song he did? What was that song? Oh yeah, Hell Broke Loose.
Yeah.
It plays in the first episode of Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's so funny. His voice is like a. He has a song called God's Oil on Business. He sounds like he's always like got phlegm in his throat. Alright, I'm opening the book right now. Cracking open. Alright, guys. You are pointed in the direction. You already bought the tickets, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You're pointed in the direction of the in the direction of the preface boat. You cannot understand the language that is written on it, and you cannot understand the language that the crew on the boat is speaking. But you notice that it does not look touristic. It does not look like a place people go very often, at least.
Well, we gotta go anyways.
You gotta go?
Yeah.
To the bathroom?
Yes. On the boat. Off the boat. Go? Put my butt on the ledge of the boat and start farting.
No, you just dive in.
Yeah, that's the motor. This places the water enough that the boat goes forward. All right, the boat's ropes have begun to be cut. They're gonna go. Got a board right now.
Yep. I'm getting a little bit emotional after losing that enormous ass.
Oh, yeah.
Sad to see it go.
Don't even remind me. Seriously, I can't.
You just sold the ass, and you have how much money did you guys have?
I have 154 gold pieces.
I have 35 gold.
Wait, did you actually sell the ass? Did you get the money for it?
Did we get anything for it?
You were supposed to add the money for it.
Oh.
How much did we sell it for? 300, right? Each of us gets 100.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Okay. So each of you get 100 gold pieces.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, really sad. I had that ass for such a long time, and I don't.
As you board the boat, at the part where the passengers go in, you notice that there are four other people. If you guys watched Harry Potter's first movie, where there's like a train with a bunch of, what is it called? Divisions for each group of passengers. You notice three others, and you cannot see who's in there, but you notice that there are people, and they are, you know, whispering to each other. They seem to be sketchy.
Lugubrious, one might say.
Shuffling around, closing the windows and covering them up so you cannot see them, etc. The place is a bit, it's filthy, the curtains are all blue. The floor is wooden, everything else is wooden, there are no windows, so sometimes splashes of water, peek into your, what is it called, man?
What?
The division, where the passengers stay in, there's like divisions where the passengers stay in with seats.
Oh, like booths?
Yes, booths.
There we go.
Sometimes water creeps into the booths, and then, you know, quickly goes back down. But still, it's an uncomfortable trip. And it seems like you're going to be staying here for a while. There's no sight of land anywhere near you guys. They're in the boat. You get to choose what to do now.
Oh, well, aren't we just? It's gonna be not that long of a trip. We're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Reminder if the boat goes to Prepus and the guy's going to Prepus, that means he's in this boat.
No, that's retarded.
Are you sure?
He's faster than us.
How fast? Yeah,
the boat does not leave when he wants.
I guess, but we got caught up with that thieves' den and everything. It's not completely self-evident to deduce, but
even if he wasn't, still you can trace the passengers. You can talk to the
okay,
etc.
Yeah, we will inspect.
You cannot fast travel. You cannot skip this cutscene. You're gonna have to watch and interact with it.
Okay. Then yeah, we will inspect Venus. Check out some of the other booths. Sneakily, though.
Okay, yeah. Who is the leader of the party?
Oh, that's who's gonna get hit in the head?
Who's gonna get, who's gonna make the decisions up front?
I don't know, you guys want a dice roll for it?
No, well, you can do that, but you probably should choose. Also, yeah. Rip, are you muted?
I'll give it to you.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking to.
You seem to be the smooth talker around here.
Huh?
You realize that people don't know who you're talking to because they know who you are. Who's you? You mean Sophia?
Yeah, I was talking about Sophia.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
Okay, Sophia, you're gonna lead the party.
I'll go in front.
The boat ride, it's completely covered in fog. Imagine Silent Hill, and it seems to be taking... It's going very slowly, so you might as well walk around and do something.
So, can we, like, try to eavesdrop? Or is that...
You can.
Do we have to roll to make sure they don't notice?
Yes, it will be a perception roll and a stealth roll.
Okay. Do we all have to roll or just me?
No, just the leader.
Okay. Perception and stealth. Okay. I have 7. Ooh. Stealth. That's insanus. Let's go.
Wow, that is insanus. Burger.
8 plus
Wait,
7.
Wait, why do you have 7 stealth?
15. It must be...
Oh, you picked twice. You picked it twice. Okay, proficiencies. Okay, all right. I get it.
Yeah, okay. Wait, what did I roll? Oh, 8. 8 plus 7 is 15 stealth, and then...
Okay.
Perception, let's see. 14 plus 1, also 15.
Okay. You pick one of the booths, and you start listening in, along with your two party members. And you can hear... roll a d4, actually, and tell me the number.
Oh, boy. Hold on. No, that's a d6. I'm retarded. I need the triangle. The freaking triangle. Which I have no idea how it works. Hold on. Okay. So, which is it, exactly?
It is a triangle.
Because there's three numbers on it, though, on each face.
Yes, that is how it works. Some faces have 1, 2, 4, some faces have 2, 3, 4, some faces have 3, 2, 1.
Okay, but which one do I choose? The one that's upright?
You roll it.
Yeah, I rolled it.
You choose the one that is upright.
Okay, it's 1 then.
It's 1, okay. You hear an old woman's sobs. She does not notice you, but that's all you can hear coming from the booth.
Maybe you should go ask her what's up.
Yeah.
Or is she gonna, like, niggle us? Alright. Yeah, I'm gonna go try to talk to her.
Right,
okie dokie.
The booth has no door, so you can just walk in. You walk into her booth. She sees you. She... is a really old lady, completely gray hair. Her face is covered in tears. She looks at you.
Hey, I couldn't help but hear you crying over here. May I ask what's going on?
It's my niece. I'm going to look for her. She's gone missing since her trip to the Preppis.
What?
Oh, how long has she been missing for?
A few weeks now.
Do you have any idea where she may have gone?
I believe she was kidnapped.
Do you know by who?
Yes, there's a big gang of human trafficking at the Great Preppis.
That's horrible.
Them. I'm hoping that's not the case, and that's why I'm going, but if she has been kidnapped, then... And the hopes are slim that she's ever going to come back to us.
Jeez, well, is there anywhere they're sort of based around, or anywhere they hang around?
Yeah, everybody knows where they stay at, but the police won't go there.
Well, where's that?
It's right in the middle of the town. It's called the Hub.
The Hub?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, maybe when we get there, we'll look for her.
What does she look like, though?
Oh, yeah, what does she look like? It's probably
short,
important.
Brunette. Blue eyes.
What's her name?
Mary.
Alright, we exit the booth.
Alright, you're back in the middle of a wooden corridor in a shaking boat. You want to try another booth?
Yeah. How likely is it that that's related to the Eagle Bone? Well, we're trying to find the guy on this boat. So we'll just keep that bit of info in mind. But yeah, we'll try another one.
Alright.
Alright. Roll. Let's see here. Roll penis.
Just roll the stealth and the perception. You don't have to roll the d4 now.
Okay. 4 plus 7 is 11.
Oh.
Oh. And 8 plus 1 is 9. Perception.
Okay.
11 stealth, 9 perception. That's not good.
Ugh. 11 stealth. Okay. You were... Okay, hold up.
Three people stacked on top of each other. They open the curtain. Hey, what are you doing out here?
I don't think we're that short, are we?
Actually, if we were all stacked on top of each other, that'd be more than 18 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty sexy.
Okay. You, as you lean in to listen to the whispering that is behind one of the booths, you catch a few phrases like coal mine, smaller bags, and catch us among the whispers, which seems suspicious. But before you can properly listen in with your ear up against the booth's wall, you make a creak on the wooden floor and you hear the whispering suddenly stop.
Run!
You don't hear anything. They haven't gotten up to go check, but they're afraid that someone might be near.
Okay, we should go back to our booth then.
There's still another booth you have not checked.
Okay, let's go check that one then.
Alright, roll your stuff.
Oogie. Jeez, 5 plus 7, 12 stealth. And, 6 plus 1, 7 perception.
Wow.
It's a great roll today.
Okay, what was the stealth?
Stealth was, what was the stealth? 12.
12.
Okay, 12?
Mm-hmm.
You can, they're whispering, and, you see that there's two people. You can hear two different voices. One of them is speaking in a language you cannot comprehend. But, so that's already difficult to make out, obviously, for obvious reasons. But there's another voice speaking in your language. And you don't hear anything other than kill the captain.
How do I investigate, like, the booths further?
Well, you can try to walk past it and try to catch a glimpse. That will be another perception roll.
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay, you can you walk past and you see one guy with green skin and a bunch of black spots all over his face and body, wherever his body is visible. No hair at all. And another guy, a skinny human with dark eyes, wearing a robe with a hood over his head.
Green person? What would that even be? Is it like human shaped or?
It's like Shrek.
Shrek. Are there like ogres or orcs?
You wouldn't be able to tell. You're not a scholar, but you notice that's not a tabaxi or a human.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Shrek.
Imagine okay, Shrek, how about but, you know, checking older, the the coal mine one to see who's in there.
Oh, another perception roll.
Okay. 10 plus 1 is 11.
Okay. You walk by and it's very you don't notice details about their faces or bodies, but you notice they're big dudes and they look like bandits. They look like people who would work at the docks and as a side job and rob as their main thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it be them?
I mean, as bandit sounds like
how much did you get? How much you get right now?
What do you mean?
How much did you get at the last perception check.
11.
You also hear one of them say, "He's here."
Penis? I'm farting. Okay.
I don't know if it's about you.
Yeah, well, but
the guy we're looking for.
Is there like someone controlling the boat, like an actual captain?
You don't know. You have not gone up there. You're still in the booth section.
I mean, who's to say the guy isn't the literal captain?
Harry, you're the leader. You pick what happens now.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to decide which one has the guy. Honestly, don't think it's like just a big old bandit guy. Like, you can't be retarded to pull off something like that. So it's probably in the last booth with Shrek and Mr. Dark Eyes. I mean, is it decided that the guy is a changeling, or do we really not know?
You guys don't know.
But he took my father's place.
He looked like the dad. Could have been a changeling, or sister. Could have been a spell. Could have been just makeup. Could have been anything. But he did look like your dad.
Which is tabaxi. But you can't really do, like, makeup to go from a human to a tabaxi.
All you gotta do is wear fur.
That's retarded.
No, it's not.
It's called the fursuit, Sophia.
Oh, true!
Yeah, he's gonna come out in a fursuit. We're like, oh my gosh, that's my dad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you could look at him up close. He was up in a pedestal, wearing a robe. So he did look like your dad from a distance, but you couldn't check. Like, you couldn't see his eyes, for example. All you could see was the bottom of his face.
Could I just walk up to him and kiss him and then see his eyes? Is that like a thing?
Kiss whom?
Shrek or the human?
The Shrek?
Yeah, there's a green egger right there. Any of you, like, have a... What would you have to have? Pemis?
Shrek is old and wrinkly and short.
Okay, that's not a possibility. What about the... what about the other guy? Is he tall?
Yes.
And he's not like a big old fat. It'd probably be easiest for a human to do it. Just put on a fursuit.
I was just joking about that. He probably used a spell or something.
Yeah, my best on that guy. Yeah, wasn't he in a robe and a hood? Isn't that sort of mage clothing?
Yeah, it's probably mage.
Looks like a scribe or a mage, perhaps.
Okay, is there anything we can do, like, any more investigation, perception, whatever we can do, or
well,
do
there
we...
there are other places in the boat you can go.
Yeah, but we checked all the booths, right?
You're in the booth section, yes. You checked all the booths. There were four of them.
There might be other people on the boat. Correct.
But there's other places in the boat you can go. You can go to the back where the rowers are, and you can go to the top where the rest of the crew is.
Okay, let's go to the back. Perhaps.
The back? Okay. Mm-hmm. You walk towards the back, and you see that there the light has a tougher time reaching. It's lower in the boat, and it's completely lit by lanterns, and you hear a lot of foreign tongue being spoken. And a lot of brown people talking to each other.
Dang Yeagers. Egros. Okay, yeah. Rowing. Let's go to the front then.
All right, you walk through the booths again. You go all the way to the top. There, you can see the sky, and it's completely gray. It's raining. There's very thin rain. Somebody, one of the crew members who's pulling some ropes, warns you about the rain. Sort of jokingly, he expects you to be have a weaker immune system because you're a tabaxi. You can see it. You can see the sarcasm in his warning. But there's a bunch of guys pulling ropes, and so there's like a, you can see under the captain's booth, there's a kitchen with a woman cooking. And then there's, up in the captain's booth, there's, you can see two male heads up there. To the side of the boat, the sides rather, there are, what is it called, rafts there, safety rafts. Mm-hmm. And before the kitchen, beneath the captain's booth, there is a hatch. That's everything you can see.
Should we be concerned about the guys earlier saying kill the captain?
Yeah.
Because that could create a problem for us. Maybe we should tell the captain.
Yeah, about that. I was also thinking maybe we get on the safety rafts and sink the boat, and then we can just kill everyone on that ship, basically, doing that. I mean, if the guy's on the boat, we can just kill him.
Yeah, but our point is not to kill him, the point is to get the thing back, stupid Edgar.
We're trying to get there safely.
Okay, whatever, just an idea.
The FBI is so polite. As they raid you.
What a nice father. Or mother. I don't know who that was. Could be both. I'm gonna go take a pee out of my pants. I'll be right back.
Came back. Alright. Mr. Kill Myself, I'm gonna kill myself.
Huh? Why did you kill yourself for? It was freaking silly.
Famous. Alright, where were we?
You got up there. There's a hatch, there's a kitchen, there's a captain booth.
Right, we should tell the captain there's someone trying to kill him.
Yes.
What booth was it that said that again?
One of them.
It was the big old bandit guys, right?
Yeah.
And you walk past them.
No way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. They're the guys we got the lowest rolls on, so we only heard that thing.
No, the bandit guys were the cool guys, right?
No.
Oh, okay, never
mind. Shrek was really old. But everybody else. There's also an old lady, but
Fantasy was the ones who said the kill was happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways, let's go talk to the captain.
You walk towards the staircase that leads to the captain's booth, and a man stops you and says, "It's not safe for one of the passengers to go up there."
We have some important information for the captain.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, we overheard some people in the booth talking about killing the captain or something like that, so we were just concerned for his safety.
Yeah, me and the boys are here to make sure that doesn't happen. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Can we see the captain, though?
No. He's busy.
Can we roll to see if this guy's lying?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Bad vibes. Okay, what's the roll? Perception?
It's what is it called? Let me see here. Insight.
Okay. 18 plus
19. You notice that he is, he's got a smirk. He's joking to himself when he tells you what he told you.
Look, man, it's kind of obvious you're not being exactly honest with us here, so, you know, what's going on, big guy?
It's none of the passenger's business what happens up in the captain booth.
Really? I don't know. It's kind of is paid for these tickets and everything. Kind of want to be sure that everything's going off without a hitch.
Yeah.
Well, the ticket only guarantees you're going to get to the place you're going. Doesn't mean you can go talk to the captain, especially during the trip.
Does it also guarantee our safety? Because if the captain's dead, what do you think's happened to this boat?
If the captain's dead, which he isn't, somebody else can man the boat. He's not the only one who knows how to pilot it.
Yeah, but there's going to be fighting going on. There's going to be arrows over the place.
Well, hold on. Hold the fort. Can I roll on him saying the captain's not dead?
Yes, you can.
Okay. 6 plus 1, 7. Frick.
You don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen, your safety is insured. That's what we're here for. Don't worry about it. Go back to your booth.
Is this any of our business? I don't think it has anything to do with getting the, you know.
The most that's going on is something shady, but I mean, if it doesn't mess with us so badly, then yeah, I think we're fine.
Alright. You guys have a lot of options here. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. So what's our chance of actually being able to talk to the Shrek and the other Iga?
Well, I mean, maybe if you're polite.
Well, I'll give you a bunch of options here. You can try to convince the guy to let you go up to the captain by, you know, you can try to figure out if he wants something from you. You can try to sneak past him and climb up to the captain's booth to take a peek at into it. You can try to talk to the woman beneath the captain's booth to see if you can get up to the captain's booth if she's friends with him or something to get you up there. You can just check what the woman in the kitchen is doing. You can try to check the hatch. You can check the rafts. You can talk to the rowers. You can talk to the other guys playing.
Okay, we'll first try.
Or
to...
you can go back to the booth and try talking to Shrek, or the bandits, for that matter.
We'll try to persuade Mr. Igglebones to let us up to the captain?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to roll an insight and tell me the number.
All of us?
No, just you.
Okay. It's 15 plus 1, 16.
16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a sneaking suspicion that, you have a, when you look at his face, when you look at his physical state and his facial expression, you have a sneaking suspicion that if you ask if the captain's got some red ice, he's gonna let you go up.
Do you know if the captain's got some red ice?
The man's eyes glare for a second. And he says, well, you can go down and talk to one of the rowers. Ask for Jameson. If he's got something, then yeah, you can go up.
Okay. Let's go to the rowers.
Okay. You walk all the way down to the rowers. You see a bunch of brown people.
Is Jameson here?
The chattering and the laughter stops, and a guy in the back motions you to approach him.
Okay. Yeah, we approach.
You see that between a few of the rower sections, there's like a hidden table with a few guys sat at it. And when he sees when the guy, the man who motioned you, who's sitting alone at the table, sees you, he says, again?
Oh?
Huh?
I just sent some up there right now. He needs more.
Well, you know, the situation sort of requires it.
Alright. Okay, you got 50 gold pieces on you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Alright, hand it over. I'll give you the bag.
Okay. I'll take that from my pockets. There we go.
You very quickly comprehend, based on the way people talk around you, that red ice is... They're basically a drug to keep boat captains up for very long periods of time, so they can go from place A to place B quicker without any pauses or replacements. They don't have to spend any money hiring a replacement, so they can just stay up for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you see inside the bag. It's a brown bag with a bunch of little, imagine meth but red.
Just bought some meth on accident. Well,
awesome.
How you buy meth on accident?
You got the bag now.
Okay. Then we go back to the guy.
Okay, you go back to the guy and he asks you, you got it?
Wait, we're drug smuggling right now. That's crazy. Okay.
Right, yep.
Alright, give me a taste. You go up to him.
Okay.
You give him a piece of meth?
tasty meth.
And then he steps to the side.
Crack steak.
Sort of.
Crack steak.
He steps to the side, sort of, hiding what he's doing, but he's like crunching it in his hand and sniffing it. The path is now open to you.
Alright, let's go up to the captain's place.
You walk up to the captain's place and you see two mannequins laid up against the window, and in the floor there's a bed and he's sleeping.
Awesome.
There's a rope tied to the, what is it called? The thing that spins? Forgot the name of it.
The wheel?
Are you the wheel?
Yeah, the wheel, I guess. I thought there's a word for it in Portuguese. I thought there was a word for it in English. But yeah, the wheel is just tied to a rock and he's taking a nap on the floor.
Sternum. What is he doing? He can't be sleeping.
He's out of meth.
Yo, wake up. We got some more crack steak. I mean, red ice for you.
Oh, who are you?
We're part of the crew. Angels. Yeah, crack snake people.
What? I don't remember hiring you.
Well, you need to get back to the wheel, Captain.
Yeah. No, I don't. That's what I got the bed in here for.
We're just joshing you,
what
bro.
Do you, what do you mean you don't need to get to the wheel?
It's a straight path. Why would I have to stay up?
I don't know, just in case something happens. What if we something didn't happens, wake you up and we snuck in here?
If I didn't wake up, I'd be dead.
Well, that's the thing.
What do you mean?
Someone wants you dead on here.
What? What? Yep. Who? Yeah.
We were overhearing some people downstairs talking about killing you.
Where? The rowers? I'll kill them all.
Down in the booths, a couple buff bandits were talking about killing you.
How many?
Two.
Yeah, nice joke. I'm going back to sleep.
No, we're serious.
How high are you right now, you freaking crack smoker?
High enough. Get him some water.
If I was high, I wouldn't be sleeping.
Yeah. Can we tie him down and force him to take the crack?
Wait, what? Hold on.
Why would you do that?
Can I, like, roll to see if he's out of his mind farting right now?
Yeah, you can roll perception for not.
Okay. 10 plus 1, 11.
You notice he looks sober. He just looks a little sleepy.
Oh, so he's like this naturally. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is how he is.
So what's the deal with this place? You have bandits and people like selling drugs and stuff?
We're not the police.
Not the police, but I mean... Doesn't that frighten you?
Yeah, it frightens me, officer. I'll make sure to report it.
Okay, very funny. Anyways.
You're somewhat of a nigger.
Hold on.
I always forget Rip is not in on the not cursing thing.
Yeah.
So, we need you to help.
Hold on. Don't call them names. Look, what we're really here for is someone... stole something from my family, and he's probably on this boat right now.
Okay. Everybody's stolen.
Straight up, he's a black dude. Yeah.
No, but it's very important.
Okay. Listen, if I were to help everybody who gets on this boat that was stolen from, I would be a police officer. I wouldn't be a boat captain. I have no time to deal with that, and it's also way too hard. What do you want me to do? Go frisk a bunch of big buff dudes who probably, you know, kill a bunch of people earlier today?
Well, think about it.
You said you weren't scared of them. You seem to be pretty strong then.
Yeah, but frisking is it's more of a risk to get my head cut off.
Who's to say this guy's not going to steal from you? Who's to say he's not stealing from you right this moment?
All the men I've hired. For security. You want people to get frisked? You go talk to them. You don't talk to me. I'm not going to go down there alone.
Get your guys then.
What for?
For protection, lol.
They are right there for my...
Bring up bodyguards and just, you know, kind of interrogate those bandits down there. Something's up with them.
My protection... If they come up here, we'll deal with them. Do you want something specific for me? I have to go back to manning the wheel of the boat.
Okay.
Yeah. Go back to sleep, you freaking black figure. Can we persuade him, or is he just a brick wall of anus? Okay.
What do you want?
Yeah, I want him to... Because I don't think we can convince the security guys. To, like, go down there. So yeah, we need him.
Map. Yeah, we gotta frame. Okay.
We were bringing some red ice to you, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You want a party?
Do you want it?
Sure.
Well, then you have to do something for us.
Oh, this is not a trade. I thought it was a gift.
Who's that? Right, I gotta roll persuasion.
What do you want? What do you want? Just tell me.
I want you to send some guys down there to frisk some people.
Right. How many people we're talking about? How many people do you want me to send?
Two should be enough.
Frisk them.
Two
should be enough. We're thinking about those two guys, the friggin'
okay.
Shrek and the human. Okay.
Wait. He rolls insight on you. You roll saving throw charisma and tell me what you got.
Okay.
You gotta beat a difficulty level of 12. Gotta get 12 or more.
Gee. Frickin' 6? Plus 2 is 8, so yeah, I don't beat it.
Okay, he looks at you and says, wait, two guys? You're gonna tell me they come into a boat full of security with two people to try to kill me? Yeah, I don't buy that.
What if they were planning to? What if they were gonna bring more people next time?
Then what good will it do to frisk
those are other guys. We're not talking about them. We're talking about some other Igas.
Oh, okay. Okay, those are people who stole things for your family?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, so you want me to just frisk them?
Yeah, or well, if you don't want to, send
two
people.
You want me to take anything from them?
They have a key. Should be a big key, is what we're looking for.
Alright, that's what you want me to apprehend that from them.
Yes.
Okay, that's gonna take a little more than a bag of red eyes to do. You're talking about taking an item from one of the passengers.
Alright, what's it gonna cost, buddy?
50 more gold pieces.
Deal.
Okay.
Can we, don't you wanna bargain him?
Yeah, can we persuade him?
You can take my money, I don't care.
Okay.
He takes your money with a smile on his face and says, alright. Talk to Billy. He's one of the guys out working the ropes. He's better with pickpocketing than anybody else, so he's probably gonna help you guys with that.
Alright.
Tell him that the captain told him to.
We'll go to Billy.
Alright. You walk off and you start asking for a Billy and a small skinny guy with unusually long legs. Answers.
Hey, the captain told us to come get you. We need you to frisk some people down in the booths.
Frisk them? What am I looking for?
It's
weapons?
You're looking for a big key.
A big key? I don't know. What is it for?
It's a stolen item. Pretty important.
What kind of dudes am I frisking? Are they like strong? Or like
it doesn't look like it. One of them is pretty old, and the other's just sort of a skinny human.
What are they wearing?
Well, it's a old green guy, and the other's a human with dark eyes, skinny, lanky guy.
Yeah, the green dude is wearing a robe.
No, the other guy's wearing a robe.
Oh.
No, the skinny guy is wearing a robe. Shrek is just wearing normal clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought he was naked.
Yeah, Shrek's naked now. No, Shrek's not naked. Never mind. Okay, the guy looks a little scared, but he seems willing to go do it. He seems like a real pushover. He walks down the stairs, and before he walks the booth, he freezes and he turns around and asks, okay, what do we tell him? What do we tell him?
Huh.
Okay. Just tell him that the special orders from the captain to get frisked, and if they don't want to, then, you know, well, they'll get what's coming to them.
What?
No. Wait.
No way, I'm not gonna do that. They're gonna kill me, dude. They're gonna kill me.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Maybe you'd be like, hey, can I take a picture of you guys? And then, when we're, you know, trying to take the picture, say cheese, whatever, then you can, you know...
What are you talking about? What's shut up, you igger. What's a picture? Exactly. Okay,
distracting.
Drawing, you mean?
Yeah, let me take a drawing of you guys real quick. Okay, get a house on me. One more. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we gotta think of something.
Can we give the guy red eyes so he's confident to do this? I don't know.
No, I don't do that.
Don't do crack steak?
So no crack steak. Can we persuade him? Maybe barter with him?
You can try.
Try to persuade him. Alright, who wants to roll? Who has a higher persuasion? Because my rolls suck.
Okay, my persuasion is plus 4.
Okay, yeah, you do it.
Okie dokie. Alright, 15 plus 4, that's 19. Alright. Okay.
You're persuading him to just intimidate them, basically.
Okay. Listen, there's a bunch of security on the boat, right? And they're a part of your crew.
And we're like 6 feet tall, too.
Yeah. Plus, we have your back, dude. If they try to hurt you, we're gonna, like, destroy them. You know?
Okay, but, like, what do I say to them?
Like, what do I say to them?
Yeah, it sounds like a teenage woman.
He is an effeminate guy.
Yeah, Just what we told you before. Just tell them it's captain's orders for them to get, frisked. Security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, security check, that's all.
Yeah, security check.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He turns back around and starts walking towards the booth. Then when he looks into the booth, he says, there's nobody here.
Nani! Wait, what?
Wait, what?
There is nobody here.
Good one,
what do you mean?
Look.
Is there anything behind?
Here.
Yeah, how do we books. Not...
There's what?
There's three books on the desk.
Okay, look at the books.
I don't know what's written on them.
Okay, we'll check them. Let us in.
Okay. He hands you the three books that were on the table. They look runic and magic, but you have no idea what they say.
Dang, well, we'll just keep them in our butts for now. Yeah, we take them, keep them on us. They might be bargaining chips.
Could we try to take, like, a fingerprint or something?
What do you think this is? This freaking,
what are
like...
you doing, man?
Yeah, we're like in the medieval times, right? Like Middle Earth. This is Middle Earth.
I mean, did they leave any footprints?
You
like what? Footprints? Footprints? Dirty, right? I mean, there has to be footprints.
Yes, that is a good point. Okay. Investigation.
Yeah, investigation. I have -1, so I'm not gonna. I'm quite stupid, actually. Forget.
I have +3.
Okay, you go for it.
I hit 21.
Oh, nice.
21? Alright. You try to examine the floor to see if there were any footprints. You see nothing on the floor, but on the window you see some scrapings that look like there were something hanging from it.
Dude, they went through the window.
Probably keys that were hanging from there.
What?
What?
No, I think they left through the window.
What?
No, they probably went through the window, so we're going in there too.
I don't know about that.
Jeez. How about one person goes through the window and another people go to the window outside? Because wow. If you're
what?
Oh, we're just getting less and less.
I mean, you're getting less and less intelligible.
How just... much crack steak have you taken today?
Let's just open the window and go through, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's just go through.
You open the window and outside there is nothing but the hull of the boat.
Did they like scale across the side? Can we roll?
Oh, maybe they scaled up to the captain. Let's go check on the captain.
I mean, if they're trying to escape,
well, just inspect if there's markings around the window.
There are, but not towards the door. You cannot see very far away, but you notice that the markings do not go to the direction of the captain. It goes towards the rowers.
All right, let's go to the rowers.
Direction, but yeah. You go back to the rowers and you see nothing, but the usual bunch of brown people, Jameson.
Can we ask them if they've seen Trek and his friend?
None of the brown people speak common.
Jameson?
Yeah, Jameson says.
Did you charade?
Nope, I haven't seen anybody here, but my men and you guys.
Did they teleport?
Did they change shape?
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
That'd be nigglesome. But I think that may be it.
Wait. Okay, they Yeah, maybe they changed to a brown person.
Okay, well, first of all, just roll to see if Jameson's lying. Which is insight, right?
Yep.
Who has the highest? I have one.
I have plus three.
Gabby has the highest.
Okay. Oh, nice. Natural 20.
Wait, Sophia, how many has experience points do you have?
645.
Aren't you supposed to be level 2?
Oh, yeah. I added the things, I just didn't change the label.
Yeah, okay. Who did what?
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Natural 20?
Okay. Yeah.
He is definitely not lying. He saw no one.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the only windows out of the boat here have rows sticking out of them. Nobody could climb through them.
And where could they have gone? Well, say straight up jumped into the ocean.
Yeah, they became
fish. But are there like, would he be able to tell if there's extra brown people here that are like blending in?
Maybe we should have counted before.
Surplus of brown.
Two extra brownies.
I know every single one of my men.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe they were invisible.
Maybe?
Sounds possible.
Well, if they're invisible, we need to stick and start waving it around.
What?
Yeah.
You're like a blind person.
You know what?
Whacking sticks on the floor.
Flinging sticks around. Maybe that'll work.
So, what is the possibility? Because they're not here. They're not. They didn't go up to the captain. But they did go around the window somewhere. Can we like check the other booths?
Yes, you can check the other booths.
Okay. Maybe they snuck in with a grandma.
As you walk past the booths, you see the
getting
same
some
thing.
Bang.
Two empty. Why do you only think about that? Two empty booths. And one with the grandma and one with three bandits in them.
Three bandits? I thought there was two.
No, there were two people in the booth where there was Shrek and the guy. There were three bandits.
Oh.
Oh.
Where else can we check? Maybe the hatch. Where is that again?
Before the captain.
Okay, yeah, we'll go to that area. Let's see.
You go to the hatch. It's a big, square, wooden, and metal hatch on the floor.
Should we go through
it? Let's dive in.
It's closed.
Oh. Well, first, ask the people around here if they've seen the Shrek. Have you seen Shrek?
Yeah, we can ask the bandit.
You asked the guys around, and they all said they haven't seen anybody, and definitely not anybody that was green. One of them says he saw a green guy get on the boat. He has not seen him around though.
Wait, maybe they're in the bathroom. Listen, you never know.
Yeah, you already said that they would jump into the sea.
What's down this hatch?
I don't know.
What?
I only work on the top. I don't work down there.
Well, could it have anybody slipped down here? The hatch?
Oh, no. I've never seen it even open.
I don't know what's down there.
Could you roll to see if these people are lying, just in case?
Wait.
I don't think they are.
Actually, go down there.
Can we go down there?
Because you said to the hull of the ship, the hull of the ship is down, right?
Yes, that's right. Rip. He's not lying, by the way.
Okay.
Let's go check down there.
You try to open the hatch, but it does not open. It's locked from inside.
From inside?
Do you know why this is locked from the inside? Is there any way we can get in here?
No. Only with ropes.
Okay.
Do you know anybody who knows about this?
Maybe Jameson, but I don't think he would tell you.
Oh, is that where they make the crack steak?
Maybe you should look through that.
Crack steak HQ?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Red ice?
I definitely don't want to know what's going on down there. Red ice?
Yeah.
I don't think you'd make it on the boat. I think it's sort of dangerous to do it in a wooden boat, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll go ask Jameson then.
All right, go back to Jameson. And he's there. What do you say?
Hey, you know, what? Can we get down in the hatch?
No.
Why not?
Can we
persuade him?
Why that? Why that? There's stuff down there you don't want to know about, kid.
Oh,
well,
okay.
No, okay. That's where we're asking these about these guys we're looking for just disappeared out of the blue, and they might be down there.
Well, they're not down there.
How do you know?
Because I wouldn't let them down there.
So you have access down there?
Yes, I do.
So how would you get access?
Through the hatch.
But it's locked on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I didn't think of that.
But, okay, buddy, tell us.
No.
Can we persuade him?
Yeah, persuade him. Gabby roll.
Ah, shoot. Uh-huh. Okay. My persuasion's... What is it? Plus four? Okay. All right, 13 plus 4, 17.
Okay, what do you say to him?
Okay, So.
Somebody
got
again.
Just say we need to get down there to check if the people are there.
Yeah, but we have to persuade him. It's not very persuasive.
I mean, you did the roll.
The role is not omnipotent, though.
Oh, okay.
Omnipotent?
Isn't it? Oh, I don't know.
Omnipotent.
Omnipotent. It's like, POTUS.
It's like POTUS.
Can you believe they call it that? Tapusa POTUS? Mr. POTUS.
Listen, we tried to get one of your crew members to frisk one of those guys, and now they're both gone. And there's a good chance that they're maybe down there, and we have to go check.
I'm sure they're not.
You're sure they're not?
Yes, because I know everyone who's down there.
And how recently did you go down there?
Before the boat started moving.
Okay, then they just now disappeared. So you wouldn't know.
I would know that the people down there would not let them down there.
The people down there, what
might,
about them?
They might be shapeshifters, so I can't, you can't be so sure.
Okay. Maybe you're spinning tall tales here. But there is, I'll go check it. But I'm definitely not gonna let you guys down there.
Okay, that's good enough.
Alright. Go back to your booths.
Alright.
Check.
Scrotus.
He walks with you guys. Sort of a hefty dude. Very well dressed. He walks with you guys to your booths and then goes beyond. He starts walking towards the hatch. Are you gonna stay in your booth or are you gonna follow him?
I wanna sneak down there. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, what if we get stuck down there? That's not too good.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Let's just let him check.
Alright. You can hear the big hatch creaking open. And then creaking back shut.
Immediately?
A few seconds after.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. He's closing it.
Computer scientist. Many minutes go past and you do not see Jameson return.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, he's probably got
bird. Spaghetti.
Look, can they hear us yelling down there?
You cannot hear anything.
If we were to be like, Jameson, how are you, Negro?
Well, maybe we sent someone else down there.
You screaming down there? At down there?
Yeah, would they be able to hear us?
Yeah, you can scream. Yeah, I don't know. You can just scream out of your window.
Scream, Negro.
Why?
Wait, no. How about we just tap him then?
Just trying to get their attention to make sure he's still alive.
That's why.
Okay, you can scream Jameson. He probably would hear you, but you don't hear anything back.
Okay. That's bad. We gotta get down there then.
Oh, okay. Did we see how he opened it?
No.
Why would a key? Brick.
Yeah, definitely not with a key. It was locked from the inside. There was nothing locking it outside.
Can we just brute force open it? Like, destroy it?
Oh, maybe some type of knock.
It's very strong.
Ooh, a knock.
You can break it.
Okay. Can we suss out what that would be?
No, you guys didn't follow him. You guys didn't watch him. You have no idea what it would be.
Can we try to keep it off anyway? Like...
That's probably not it.
If you do it wrong once, people are gonna come out to butt read us. But you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's keep on slamming onto the thing.
Okay, you start knocking on the hatch, and nothing happens.
Brick!
Not
just keep knocking.
It's worth trying.
All the stomping on it, jumping on it. Yo, that's pretty sexy.
Okay, well, maybe it was the wrong knock. Maybe.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, I don't believe that.
He'd come up there angry if he was dead. If he was alive.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
He'd come up there angry if he was dead.
He's like, oh, I'm trying to die here.
Could you be quiet?
Right. Well, I'm making a racket. I'm trying to die.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, okay. The captain probably has.
Okay, we should tell the captain then. Yeah. Even though he's a black higger who I don't want to talk to.
Okay. The guy is still, like, busying himself with the red ice even a few minutes later, and you go up there to the captain, and he's taking a nap again.
Yo, Captain, I think the people down in the hatch got completely murdered and destroyed.
And destroyed?
Yo, wake him up with that?
What are you talking about?
Okay, we sent a guy down there to check if there were any intruders, and it's been a while and he still hasn't come back.
Oh, you mean Jameson?
Yeah.
Ah, dude. I don't know what goes on there, honestly.
Well, we called out to him and knocked and everything and got no response, so we're kind of concerned.
Okay, but I can't go down there. The only person who has access down there is Jameson.
Really?
Is there really no other way to get in?
Not that I know of.
Aren't you the captain?
Yeah, I man the ship, but I don't go down there.
Do you...
That's Jameson's part.
Are we just boned now because we didn't, spy on him?
Well, you can try different things. There's still a lot of things you have not sought after.
Does he know what goes down there? He doesn't?
You can ask him.
How about that, yeah?
Do you know what goes on down in the hatch?
Yeah, money making. He pays me a lot to let him do whatever he wants down there. I have no idea what it is, but it sure does make money.
Making crack steak.
And he gives
steak.
Me red ice, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, nobody else on the boat has any idea? Sarah, are there any friends of Jameson?
No. Other than the brown dudes, but I don't know how to talk to them.
Yeah.
Maybe the guards?
And I'm pretty sure they have no idea what he's doing, other than they like to be employed by him.
Do they understand drawings? Maybe we can just draw something for them.
No.
They're not blind. So maybe they're gonna understand your drawings. Yeah, good.
Good, nice, Jim.
Nice.
It's worth a try.
Okay, is there anything you guys need from me? Can I go back to sleep?
Yeah, just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Alright, see you guys later.
This is like my dad. Okay. Okay, what haven't we tried yet?
I don't know. You guys have to figure that one out.
we can we give a brute force a try? Hold on.
We just did.
Let's find someone who speaks what the rowers speak.
It's gonna be like 20 minutes, 20 more minutes.
Okay, I'm back.
Tell your mom half an hour.
All right, hold on. I'll be right back.
Let's play charades with the roar people.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Maybe.
I am surely enjoying this campaign right now.
Yeah. Well, we're getting eagled by you right now, so...
Yes, it's very fun. This is a point-and-click game I'm making you play right now.
Yeah, it is. I'm envisioning it fully.
Yeah, you go back and forth to the same areas repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
seeing
Apollo,
yeah.
Like,
okay, can we, like, fart on the door? I'm running out of options here.
Fart down the hatch.
Okay, maybe we can, like, maybe we can scare the guys inside. Like the Shrek? Hey Shrek, I know you're down there. We're gonna come and kill you.
Hey Shrek, we're... Hey Shrek, we know you're down there. We're gonna kill you.
We should do that.
That's a really good intimidation, yeah.
Shrek.
I'm totally gonna fall for that.
We're gonna come and kill you. Oh man, I wonder how that's gonna work out. Right, go ahead, what are you gonna do?
Well, yeah, do that and roll intimidation.
Okay.
Wait, you don't want to draw a picture for these Igas?
No, shut up. Nobody likes
no,
that idea.
No, it's not a bad picture.
That's not gonna work. What are you just gonna draw a picture of the hatch? They're gonna look at you like you're retarded.
No, they're gonna know. See, person, point, look, it makes sense.
Okay, just shut up. Just, who has the highest intimidation? I like my idea better. Plus four? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you guys allowed her to be the leader. You guys have to obey now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, boy, it was rigged from the start.
Okay,
so plus four. What do you guys
have? My bad, you guys. That's like so lame.
Okay, I'm just gonna roll.
What?
I hit 16. Does that do anything?
16? Okay, so, okay, what are you gonna do to the hatch?
Say exactly what Sophia said.
Yeah, okay. It's intimidation.
Okay, you say exactly what Sophia said, and the guy's working the ropes around, you start laughing like I did.
Okay, I have lockpicks. Is that impossible? Because it's a lock from the inside?
From the inside.
Okay,
Wait, you have a teleportation spell? It's made out of metal, right?
What?
The hatch is made out of metal?
Metal and wood.
Burn it.
We're burning down the whole ship!
Yeah. Okay, listen. I don't know how, like, people think wood in real life is like wood in, like, Half-Life 2, where you set a lighter to a piece of wood,
but
and
I have
it
oil.
Lights up in fire. Dude, it's wet. You're not gonna, like, burn through it. It's raining.
Oh, we can't burn through it at all,
it's a
then.
Ship. It's thick wood and it's in a ship. If it was burnable wood, the boat would be like, the boat would be shaped like a puddle right now.
Pear-ply, I mean.
I don't know what else to try.
No!
Why not?
Oh.
What did you guys hear from Shrek and the skinny guy again?
What they said? All I remember is he's here.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's funny. You guys did hear the key from them.
Oh. Okay, so
the skinny guy, the
yes,
key.
Definitely those them. Ones. But we have no way of getting down there. I mean, can we like? Are there windows down at that part? Can we like scale down and crash through the windows?
You cannot see
like Spider-Man, really?
Yeah.
And also, it would be very difficult to do that. You have no idea how to do that with your hands. It's impossible, and you see no holes.
But we all have cat's claws.
Oh yeah, that's true. Still would be very difficult unless you had some other tool. Cause like if you fell, then you'd go. Like,
I mean, I have string.
Diggle dome.
Can we like, you know?
Yeah, that would like tear your hands in half if you held onto it with your whole body weight. You're like 6 feet, what, five?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. You need rope.
Okay, does anyone have rope? Only one of us needs to really go. Okay. Yeah, that works.
Oh, for real? Okay.
Oh, I have 50 feet of hempen rope too. What about you, Rip?
I don't have anything.
You should have, like, equipment stuff.
Yeah, but I don't have any rope.
Really? Don't you have packs?
Looking through. No, but I don't have anything useful.
He was a music player.
I have a lot of random
things. me and freaking penis bone. What's your name, Latrina? We'll scale down and try
to go in. Okay, somebody's gotta hold the rope.
That'll be Rip.
Yep.
Okay, so he's gonna be holding two full huge people.
Okay, who's gonna go down then?
We need to get brown people then.
One at a time.
Wait, the brown people.
Who's going
Why
go first?
Are you obsessed with talking to the brown people?
I want to know what their secrets are.
Okay, wait, Latrina, what's your health?
People. My health is 10.
Oh, dang. What about you, Rip?
The outside of the boat is very, very foggy. And it's freezing cold right now.
Oh, I don't know. 11.
You fall down there, especially as a cat with fur, you it's hypothermia death instantly.
Wow, I mean...
We don't have any other options.
I feel like this is pretty risky.
We do, but you won't tell us.
Like,
You gotta think.
We gotta think.
Okay, I have a crowbar.
Because I feel like what we do a lot is just take an option, regardless of if it's good or not, and just say, yeah, we're going to do this.
Can we use crowbars? Force it open?
You can try.
Okay, yeah, both of us at the same time, because we got two, right?
Okay. Yeah.
When you pry the hatch, a slit open. You can see a little bit inside. And you stop sticking things in your anus. Wow.
I was trying to open it.
Okay, the both of you go at the same time, and it's incredibly heavy, and also, as you can see through the micro slit that appears beneath the hatch.
Oh. Slit.
Yeah, give me you notice that it's held down by multiple heavy locks, but you can smell a very strong odor. It does not smell like
meth.
It doesn't smell like dead people. That's what I'm trying to say. It does not smell like decomposing bodies.
But it smells like crack steak.
Chemical compounds.
Okay.
Very strong ones. And there's orange light.
Okay, well, now that we have it a little bit open, we've got a little bit open. Can we do anything with that?
No, you can only see through it.
Can we, like, roll to see if we can see any other extra stuff?
Yeah, roll perception.
Okay. Do we have night vision?
That's, right, we do, but I don't think that helps with, like, whatever. Yeah, Gabby has the highest perception, right?
Yep, I got plus 5. Okie dokie. Bing bong. Oi! Not right, 19, and yeah, that's enough.
Okay, you look into it, and you notice there is a metal ladder that leads all the way down the boat, and it curves towards the rower area.
What?
There's a ladder that leads downward from the hatch, and it's directed towards the area where the rowers are, but beneath it.
Yeah, can we just break through the floor? At the rower's place?
Various.
Oh. Okay, we'll...
There has to be a way in
like
there.
Well, yeah, we'll go to the rower's place and, like, roll to see if there's any openings there.
Okay, you roll a perception. Tell me how much you get.
Okay. What am I getting? What the hell? 20. I'm using the Google rolling thing. What the
you
hell?
Scour the area, but you find nothing.
That's sort of confounding.
I mean,
Can we scream down the slit we opened? Maybe call out Jameson?
Maybe, actually. Yeah, we could scream. Maybe we could just call for someone.
Old Asian guy with a gun? What is this? Man speaking facts. The comments are pretty good.
I kind of feel like throwing up a little bit, but I want to eat more green beans. What should I do?
Stop.
Throw up on the green beans and eat it anyway.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, more green beans.
Make a soup out of it.
Maybe.
Okay. Old Asian guy with a gun? Is this my grandpa? Maybe. Nice. Okay, can we like fit anything down the hatch?
You can put a little you can put anything that is small enough to fit in through there and keep the slit open, but that's all you can do.
Oh yeah. Rip over here was saying maybe we could scream down it and they could actually hear us.
Why is screaming always one of you guys' options to solve problems?
It currently is.
Okay, it really seems that scaling down is our only option now.
Really?
I cannot think of anything else.
Going with that?
We can't at least try
screaming. Because no, like a better option.
Nobody knows anything.
First? Can we try screaming first, please?
Okay, just scream some more.
Wow. Okay.
It should be
hello, someone down there. Hi.
Can we ask for like more people's help to like open the hatch? Like 20 people try to open it at the same time.
You can do that. Yes.
Okay.
Now let's go to the brown people.
Jesus Christ.
No, they are not gonna understand.
And they have to work the road, or else the boat stops.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Stop the boat for this.
Now, let's stop the boat. What are you gonna do? Leader?
Right. Get some people to help us. I mean, where are some free people? Around the captain, right?
Okay, where are you gonna go? You gonna go talk to the captain?
No, what's the front area called again?
The deck.
Right. There's a bunch of people around there, right?
Yeah, so there's 7 guys.
Okay.
One of them being the guy, the pickpocket.
Billy,
right.
He's not strong at all. He wouldn't be able
right, but he can ask. He can ask the other guys. Since we already know him. Billy, there's some, like... I think Jameson and the others are maybe trapped down there, or... trapped down the hatch area.
They hunted the whale.
They haven't been responding or anything, so we need some help to try to open it, because we don't know how to get in otherwise.
We've received strict orders to never go down there, or even try.
But the guy who told you that might be, in, you know, risking his life and probably maybe dead.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy told me that was the captain. The captain's alive.
Well, maybe
we can never question Jameson's business, or else we don't get the bonuses. So we don't. We get the
bonuses. Well, if he's dead down there, the bonuses are gonna stop.
True.
Probably go check if he's alive. If
he's not dead, then I lose my job. And if he is dead, then I lose my job. So it's a lose-lose. I'd rather take the
bet. All you gotta do is help open it. We'll go down there and we'll take responsibility for it.
Yeah, but that's like still not meant. I'm not meant to.
How much is your bonus?
$1,250
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Huh, what do I sign up?
Can we persuade him? Just to get the guys to help us, and we'll take the blame if it goes banana bones.
Try.
Okay, Gabby, roll.
Roll what now?
Persuasion, just roll.
Oh, true. Oof. Persuasion, you said? That's 7.
Okay. Plus, or did you roll a 3?
Yeah, I rolled a 3.
Pemus. Okay, why did OBS stop again?
Wow,
every time.
Awesome. I love OBS.
I love OBS. Didn't even